Holy crap. Look at all the people. Hello, everyone. Welcome to BlizzCon. Wow. Wow. It is really humbling to have so many people show up for an event like this. The Blizzard community is so important to us. Our games wouldn't be what they are, wouldn't be possible without all of you. We really appreciate it, and an event like this wouldn't be possible either. So, really glad you guys are here this weekend. So, we finished Burning Crusade earlier this year, and the World of Warcraft development team's been hard at work on a lot of cool stuff. And some of the stuff they've been working on are live content updates. We've got some great features inbound for the live content updates. One of the ones we're most excited about is integrated voice chat. Now, I know for some of you this may end up being a disappointing feature, because what you're going to discover is that that hot night elf chick in the game is actually a dude on the other end of the microphone. But we've been experimenting with the feature at the office. It's really seamlessly integrated. It's slick. It's cool. You guys are going to love it. Another feature we're working on is guild banks. Guild banks are public storage for your guild. You'll be able to store items and gold. Guildmaster will be able to set permissions for the different ranks within the guild. The guildmaster is going to know who's made deposits to the guild bank. But more importantly, the guildmaster is going to know who made withdrawals. So no ninja looting your guild bank. We've been hard at work on a new 10-man raid instance. It's called Zul'aman. It's located in Ghostlands. It's inhabited by Zul'jin and his Armani tribe of forest trolls, not to be confused with the Armani tribe. They're not that stylish. See, Mike, I told you they wouldn't get that one. Anyway, these trolls, they're in constant conflict with the Blood Elves in that region. They've been lying low, but they're ready to come forth and kick some Blood Elf ass, as well as any other challengers that are willing to take them on. How many of you play orcs? See hands. Who plays orcs? Yeah, we've got some exciting changes in store for you guys. We're going to triple the size of your shoulder pads. Yeah. All right. So, live content updates are pretty cool. Live content updates are cool, but the dev team's been working on something much more special than that. Now, I know there's always rumors on the internet. Who's been reading rumors on the internet and thinks they know what I'm about to talk about? Okay, keep your hands up. Your accounts are all banned. Internet rumors. For the rest of you, I'm very pleased to tell you that the dev team's been hard at work on the second expansion for World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King. It's cool stuff. It's going to unveil the continent of Northrend and Azeroth. You guys may be familiar with Northrend from Warcraft 3. You may also be familiar with a very infamous inhabitant of Northrend, Arthas. Arthas is merged with this spirit of Ner'zhul, and he's the new Lich King. He commands the undead armies of the Scourge. And while the Alliance and Horde forces have had their energies focused on Outland, Arthas has set events in motion that could threaten all life on Azeroth. It's a good storyline. It's an exciting storyline, and the best part about it is that as soon as you set foot in Northrend, you're going to be immediately exposed to the storyline, and you're going to be interacting with Arthas in one form or another throughout your adventures in Northrend. It's going to be really cool. Now, Arthas is no chump. You won't be able to defeat him at level 70, so we're raising the level cap to 80. Now, with a raised level cap, we'll have to introduce exciting new abilities and really cool new talents. So those will be cool for all the classes. You won't just be using those in PvE though. We've got some great PvP plans too. We're going to be including new arenas, new battlegrounds, siege weapons, and buildings that can be destroyed with those siege weapons. We've got plans for a new profession. It's called inscription. An inscriber will be able to permanently enhance players' spells and abilities. It's going to be really cool. We've got some new plans for character customization with hairstyles and dances and cool stuff like that. Northrend's going to be made up of several new zones that you'll be able to explore. We've got plans for 5-man dungeons, 10-man raids, right on, 25-man raids. We've got plans for hundreds of new quests, monsters, and items. That stuff's all good. But even more exciting, for the first time in the history of World of Warcraft, we're introducing the Death Knight Hero class. Now, candidly, words can't do justice to all the cool stuff that we've got planned for the expansion, so we put together a short video for you guys to check out. So let's roll the video. Think looks pretty awesome, huh? Yeah. So we've got some cool stuff planned for you guys here this weekend. We brought developers from the dev teams to hang out with you guys. They're going to be hosting panels. They're going to be doing WoW design panels, WoW art panels. There's a Wrath of the Lich King demo panel that I encourage you guys to check out. The panels are cool. But even cooler than that is the bank of computers set up in the other room where you guys are going to have the first public hands-on of Wrath of the Lich King. We've got a zone set up for you guys to check out. It's called Howling Fjord. It's really cool. We've got a five-man dungeon that you guys can check out called Utgard Keep. Stuff is going to be awesome. You guys should check it out. We're really excited to share it with you. So, thanks again for sharing your weekend with us here in Anaheim. Go have fun.